This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I heard about all you guys. I couldn't quite hear you guys. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I heard them that time. All right. Good deal. I'll finish this in just a minute, but I just want to say again, for you guys to be able to play the Falls Creek Live, be out there with the band, and as I mentioned before when they played a few weeks back here, or several weeks back, we have a trombone player. Well, that trombone player was up there on Falls Creek Live as well, tooting his horn, if you will, and doing a good job. So Ben was there. He's not with us today, but he was there playing that. So it was just a very unique experience. Second in volleyball. Did very well in volleyball. To go that far, there's a lot of amazing teams there. So that was fantastic to get that far. So, man, Andrew and Chelsea, where'd Andrew move off to now? Andrew and Chelsea, oh, right there behind his wife. I'm sorry, I was looking back there. Thank you guys for going down and the rest of you sponsors for going down and helping them take care of business. Father's Day today as well. And what a wonderful day to acknowledge our Father. Amen. And I'm not talking about the father that Elizabeth talked about that has flaws and weaknesses and makes mistakes. I'm talking about our Heavenly Father that is perfect and has that perfect love for us. And I think, man, we look at so many things in Proverbs. You don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read off several things in Proverbs. But Proverbs starts out in the early stages talking about the Father. And I thought it's interesting how many different things Proverbs says about fathers and children, and it's wisdom it's trying to share. And in Proverbs 4, 1 through 9, it says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. And give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will preserve you." To our young people. To our older people. But to our young people. Let your heart retain the words of the Father. Keep His commandments and live. Get His understanding and His wisdom. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Search after. If you've got to search after something, search after wisdom and knowledge. We're going to cover that worldly wisdom in just a minute here as well. But it says, get that wisdom and knowledge. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. Let us pray. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His word. And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. It goes on in Proverbs in chapter 10. And it says, "A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother." That's no good. We don't want that. Proverbs 15:5 and 15:20 as well. And several of these things line up. And it says, "A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent." And then it goes on further in verse 20 and says, "A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother." He repeats that same phrase. Wants to make sure we understand. So we want to be wise. We want to grow up and be wise and please the Father. Amen. Proverbs 17:21 and 25 says, "A father of a fool has no joy. A foolish son is a grief to his father." Proverbs 29:3, "Whoever loves wisdom makes his father rejoice." So again, when we go searching, we want to search for that wisdom and knowledge. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we'll look at wisdom in the worldly wisdom versus the godly wisdom. And he's telling us to look after the and search for the godly wisdom, the godly knowledge, that godly understanding. And we've got to be careful of what the world tells us about the same situations we're going through. Amen? Amen? Oh, we've got to watch out for that worldly stuff. Maybe you guys like the worldly knowledge and information and insights they give you. That's why when we go tell our life story to people, we have to be very careful who we're sharing that with. Because they'll tell us what they think we should do. And a lot of times it doesn't line up with what God's Word says. This is how we should behave in this situation. Well, you should just tell them to go fly a kite or whatever. I don't know about you, but my Bible says you should go forgive them. I don't know. I must have made a lot of mistakes because, Elizabeth, what you said today is really sticking in my head about our imperfect worldly fathers. And I don't need my children to pipe up and say yes or no. But it's just sticking to me. And I think that we are imperfect and we make mistakes. And this Bible that we should be getting that wisdom and knowledge and understanding from, it tells us how to deal with those mistakes. I learned a long time ago, if you make a mistake, let your children know every now and then that you're human and you made a mistake. Oh, those are hard times to go in front of your children and say, you know, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. That's hard to do. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, let no one deceive himself. Warning, warning, warning. Let no one deceive himself. And we can deceive ourselves very quickly. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. We've got to be careful when we think we know it all and get it all. It says, man, take a step back. Become a fool that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Young people got a lot of things going on in life. Lord knows us older folks don't have anything going on in life, right? No bills, jobs, whatever, health concerns, whatever. But young people, they got all the problems. But we've got to also remember, when we think we've got all the problems, that they truly do have a lot of things going on in life. And there's a lot of pressures going down on them, coming in from different ways. And a lot of that is peer pressure. We prayed for this group before they left for Falls Creek. And we prayed for the enemy to get lost. We prayed for the enemy not to get in and put a wedge in between each person. Again, we had two different church groups going together. You have boys and girls going together. You have different ages going together. Younger, older. And when you put those people in a mix, there's a lot of different personalities coming together, all to worship God. But at the same time, that God can get pushed out real quick as you're dealing with certain personalities. And we pray that it would be an amazing week, that God would show himself strong to this young group and to the adults that went down with them as well. And many of you prayed for them while they were gone and before they left. And we prayed for our youth leaders and our sponsors and our cook and our drivers. We prayed for you guys. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again it is written, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. Now listen to this. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God's. You know, many of you guys made decisions already in your life. But then what do you need to pray for? You need to pray for perseverance. Man, I hope this can last longer than a few weeks. Because there's the rest of the summer to go for Falls Creek down there. We continue to pray for groups down there. That it is life-changing, literally, for them. That they accept Christ. That some get called into ministry. But that you guys can persevere through the summertime. And then when school comes back and there's new classes and there's new teachers and there's new boys and there's new girls, there's new opportunities that you can persevere. And it comes through this word. That you get that wisdom and you get the knowledge and you get the understanding that we don't boast in ourselves. We don't get so settled in ourselves knowing this stuff that we go on. In Colossians, save that place for just a minute. In Colossians chapter 4, just flip back towards the back several pages and you'll come across Colossians. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 through 6. And it says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. So it says, just keep pressing on. Be vigilant in it, but do it with thanksgiving. Oh, and meanwhile, while you're still doing that, pray also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. Now listen, we pray for boldness in our youth. We pray for boldness in just our young people in general. But for this it says, man, pray also for us that God would open to us the door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. For which I am also in chains. Andrew said, man, chains were broken down there. Amen for that. And then it says, I am also in chains that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. But verse 5, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside. Those that are outside of the circle that you are in. I always like to reference, I loved our fun food and fellowship, not last Wednesday, but the one before. And when we get the first few people, their chairs are like this, and we say expand it and expand it, but the chairs still are always closed. I'm like, man, are you guys not expecting anyone to show up? Let's spread our chairs out. Let's open this up. And I picture this the same thing that we tend to get in this group, and we say, man, let's pray, and we do this. Make sure you're looking over your shoulder. Oh, my Lord, come in here. We've left you out. Let me pray. Let me include you in this that I'm a part of through God's grace and mercy. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always... Dang it, there's that word again. Church, let your word always... be with grace. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. Why? That you may know how you ought to answer each one. Because when we go throw that out there without any salt on it, it has no flavor. It doesn't entice people. It does not have the aroma of Christ that we're called to have. Let it always be with grace. You see, He shared His grace with us, each one of us, because at one point, we too were on the outside. But there was an opportunity for us to hear and for us to learn. And we have to remember that. As we think about Father's Day, you know, I think towards Matthew. And he referenced in there when he was being baptized, you know, what happened. And he went down and was baptized, and the Holy Spirit descended on him. And then the words of God, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And as we talk about our journey, and when we come to the end of our journey, regardless of our age, when we come to the end of our journey, my thought is we would all want to hear that same phrase. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And His Word tells us it is well pleasing to the Father when we obey His Word, when we seek wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And if we have for a second a thought that we may get to the end and they're going to say, this is my Son in whom I am so disappointed in, then we have work to do, do we not? If we think to ourselves, oh my Lord, if someone were to be watching me right now, what would they say about my behavior the last week? Down at camp, how was my behavior? It's top notch. Great. What about the week before and the week after? How did that go? Well, it was great. And then we got together on Wednesday night. What happened? Well, I don't know. What did you say to him? And what did you say to her? And what did you say to him? And what did you say to him? And what did you share with him? Were they things that were seasoned with grace? Seasoned with salt? In your speech, was it with grace? And the same is for us. Those of us that are working, my Lord, how did we talk to our co-workers? I always got to remember I got a co-worker here in the congregation. Uh-oh. Okay. Dang it, should have thought about that before I said it. But that's exactly why. How did it go? How did I do? Well, pastors, they get a pass, don't they? Absolutely not. Why, they're more under the microscope. And we have different accountability. And how did we treat our spouse? And how did we treat our children and our parents? It all goes together to please the Father. Where we struggle, we have to spend more time here and here and in those Sunday school classes, in those connect groups, in the connect groups where it's more intimate. Well, I just don't have time. I'm telling you, you are missing out. You are missing out. Or you're in the wrong one. I don't know. Find a group. Find some people that can give you that godly wisdom, that godly knowledge. And then little by little, you can be making correction in your life where you have those imperfections of the earthly father or mother or child or whatever it is. But where we have those imperfections, we can go back and correct them. I got a text at 1:30 in the morning a couple days ago from a young man. And he said, I wanted to apologize for... He said, you are one of the only people that ever stuck by me. You were only one of the only people that ever supported me. And when I needed somebody, you were one of the only people never there. Now, it's not a young person in here, so don't start looking around going, who was it? Who was it? Someone I've known for many, many years from a past life. And he said, life is a mess. And I'm starting out by apologizing to those that I've made mistakes with. And I wanted to apologize to you. And I thought, man, here's a guy that's taking stake of his life and going through that bold step to say, hey, I messed up. Man, can I apologize? Will you accept my apology? And he easily received it. We had a conversation long ago about church and the Father. He said, nah, I don't really have a use for that. But he's in a place today where he's thinking, I might have a use for that. I might have a use for that. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside. Be conscious of them. Let your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Each person gets a different answer and a different flavor. Amen. Today, as we celebrate Father's Day, I want us just to know, if you're here today and you don't know, I want to tell you that there is a Father in heaven that loves you. He is perfect. You may think, well, he's not because he let this happen. That was part of his perfect plan, but it didn't fit in with our imperfect life and desires and plan. But he is perfect and he loves you today. And if you're missing and desiring the love of your Father for whatever reason, they may be with us today, they may not be. But if you're desiring that love, know that that Father in heaven loves you and wants to fill that gap for your hurt, your sorrow. And he wants a relationship with you. And he desires that today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this Father's Day, on this Falls Creek Sunday, on this return of our young people back to us, Lord, we acknowledge you as the perfect loving Father with unconditional love. Father, today, I pray that you fill the gap, you fill the void of those that are hurting today. Those that have lost a father, whether it was long ago, as in my case, or recently. Those that have fathers that have hurt them in the past, physically, emotionally. Those that have caused pain. Lord, that you would fill that void. That you would give them the freedom to forgive and set free that past. And set them free through forgiveness. Father, as a church body, I pray that we continue to lift up our young people through their decisions, through their walk, through their challenges. That we take time to get to know them and reach out to them. That we encourage them. Lord, I thank you this last week for all the work that went into Falls Creek through the fundraisers and those that gave generously, those that gave of their time, their finances, their talents. Lord, those that drove, those that cooked, those that taught. Lord, lift up our young people that will soon be leaders. Give them boldness to open up. Heavenly Father, allow us to be light and salt to those we come in contact with this week. Both those we know and don't know, that they all deserve your grace through us, and for us to approach them with conversation flavored with salt. We ask you to bless the fathers with us today, those that are traveling today, those that are out with families today, Lord, that you give them a special time of bonding today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.